Chapter 13. Clan Ordo's victory celebrations continued late into the night. Six members of the clan, four men and two women, had died in the battle, a quarter of the casualties they had inflicted on Clan Gendry. Vila had ordered all 30 bodies to be gathered together into a massive funeral pyre. Revan understood this mixing of friend and foe. They were all Mandalorians who had died in battle. By custom, they were all to a warrior's funeral, regardless of which clan they had been fighting for. The pyre burned for hours, the flames lighting the night and warming the camp as the brothers and sisters of the fallen recounted tales of their bravery. They honored their memories through song and feast, simultaneously grieving their deaths and celebrating the resounding Ordo victory. The ale flowed freely, but Revan had limited himself to a single mug. Because he had fought with Clan Ordo, he was entitled to join the revelry. But though he knew their customs, he wasn't Mandalorian. It was difficult for him to rejoice in the loss of comrades, no matter how honorable their deaths may have been. Revan was also wary of what Vila might do now that she knew he was a Jedi. Hopefully, she just thought he was an anonymous rogue master. If she knew who he really was, there could be trouble. Many Mandalorians despised the Jedi, and Revan in particular. Revan had been responsible for countless Mandalorian deaths, and he had stolen and hidden Mandalore's mask, an act some considered a war crime. Considering Vila's fierce pride in her people and her culture, she probably wouldn't simply forgive and forget. Fortunately, it seemed like she wasn't aware of his true identity. Over the course of the evening, Edric and several others came over to speak with him, making a point to include him in the clan festivities. Everyone seemed to know he had drawn the fire of the enemy basilisks, allowing the pilots to reach their mounts. Interestingly, though, none of them knew any of the details of what had occurred out beyond the edges of the main battle. Obviously, Vila had sworn the other pilots to secrecy. He should have taken that as a good sign, but he kept catching glimpses of Vila and the other pilots watching him suspiciously. They might not know he was Revan, but they knew he was a Jedi, and that clearly bothered them. He wasn't sure if Vila had ordered them to stay silent out of respect for what he had done during the battle, or because she thought they still needed him to find Mandalore's mask, or even because of her feelings for Candorous. But whatever the explanation, his secret seemed safe. For now. When he finally climbed into bed late that night, he was surprised to hear Candorous come stumbling into the tent a few minutes later.
"I thought you'd be with Vila."
"She's not too happy with me right now," Candorous explained. "I'll let her cool down for the night."
"Sorry about that."
"You did what you had to,"
his friend answered as he settled into his sleeping bag.
"Sooner or later it was going to come out anyway."
"How bad is this?"
"Vila doesn't like Jedi," Candorous admitted. "But she's hard to read. Hopefully she'll just hold a grudge for a few days."
The big man rolled over onto his side.
"Either that, or she'll try to kill us on tomorrow's climb."
Revan couldn't tell if he was joking.